Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on the prevalence of current chronic pain in Royal Canadian Mounted Police cadets. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP, and lead researcher of the PTSS Lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's start our discussion. So can you tell me about the motivation behind this study? What's the significance behind the prevalence of chronic pain among RCMP cadets?
Nearly half of RCMP officers report experiencing chronic pain, with around 91% indicating that it began after their service. No study has provided baseline data on the prevalence of chronic pain among cadets starting the cadet training program, so this part of the RCMP study was designed to establish that baseline and examine whether occupational risks and socio-demographic factors influence the high rates reported among active RCMP. Chronic pain has also been linked to various mental health disorders, making it important to assess both physical and mental well-being early in training.
That makes sense. Without knowing what cadets are experiencing at the start, it's hard to understand how service might contribute to long-term pain and mental health challenges. So, how did you collect the data for the study?
We surveyed 770 RCMP cadets at the start of their training using the Chronic Pain Questionnaire, which asked them about the location, intensity, and duration of their chronic pain.
Okay, sounds like a very simple and efficient method. So what did the data show?
We found that only about 10% of cadets reported chronic pain, much lower than the 25% proportion of the general Canadian population, and significantly lower than among serving RCMP. Among those who did report pain, around 66% were male, but female cadets reported more intense lower back pain specifically. Older cadets were more likely to report chronic pain than those under 40, supporting age as a contributing factor. While the current study didn't fully examine the causes, cadets identified active duty, work-related injuries outside of active duty, and unrelated injuries as the main causes. Since these data were collected at training onset, any service-related pain referred to roles outside the RCMP, and cadets with prior PSP experience were no more likely to report chronic pain. The most common and severe pain location was the lower back, mirroring patterns seen in serving RCMP. Serving members report more pain than cadets, likely due to duty-related experiences and job demands such as wearing duty belts, prolonged sitting, and time spent in vehicles. Cadets' level of physical activity may also explain some of these differences, as the fitness of serving RCMP tends to decline from occupational factors.
That's very insightful. It seems like there's a decent amount of demographic variation in the prevalence of chronic pain, and that there are several occupational factors, and not just aging, that could be contributing to the pain seen in serving RCMP. So how do you think these results will help going forward?
The current research suggests that chronic pain in officers likely stems from service-related duties, equipment, levels of physical activity, and co-occurring mental health issues, rather than being singularly associated with aging or other non-work-related causes. Further research could inform evidence-based mitigation strategies for reducing chronic pain among RCMP, as well as proactive mental health support that could support recruitment and retention and mitigate risks for mental and physical health conditions.
Interesting. It's encouraging to see research that could directly inform healthier practices for officers, not just during training, but throughout their careers. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand the prevalence of chronic pain in RCMP cadets and its broader significance in the RCMP study.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day.